You're listening to SBS News.
Global coronavirus infections are up for the first time in 7 weeks, says the World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
You remember that I reported the virus was on a decline for consecutive 6 weeks. But first time in 7 weeks, we have a COVID increase. Reported cases increased in 4 of WHO's 6 regions, the Americas, Europe, Southeast Asia, and the Eastern Mediterranean.
Dr. Tedros says it's not unusual.
This is disappointing, but not surprising. We're working to better understand these increases in transmission. Some of it appears to be due to relaxing of public health measures, continued circulation of variants, and people letting down their guard. Vaccines will help to save lives, but if countries rely solely on vaccines, they are making a mistake.
For those who had hoped the COVID-19 pandemic was on its way out, WHO's head of emergencies program, Dr. Mike Ryan, had other news.
I think it will be very premature and I think unrealistic to think that we're going to finish with this virus by the end of the year. But I think what we can, if we're smart, finish with is the hospitalizations and the deaths and the tragedy associated with this pandemic.
Not over, but hopefully less intense. Vaccination efforts are so far proving to reduce hospitalizations and deaths at least. With the vaccine-sharing COVAX program beginning in Africa, WHO's chief scientist Soumya Swaminathan says it's possible that the acute phase of the pandemic will pass by the end of the year.
We know we cannot completely eradicate the virus by the end of the year, but we can reduce hospitalizations, deaths and severe illness. But we can only do that if people at risk around the world get the vaccine. And at this point of time, they're not. So again, just to remind that that's what COVAX was set up to do. If we can share the vaccines we have equitably to vaccinate the 20% of the population, approximately, that are at high risk of getting severe illness and death, we can stop that. Those bad outcomes from happening.
Despite the WHO's emphasis that countries aren't racing each other, vaccination supply isn't readily available everywhere. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he's frustrated by delays and accuses wealthy nations of hoarding supplies. He's still waiting for an answer from United States President Joe Biden on whether the U.S. will offer to help.
Pero queremos...
We'd like to get an answer on a request that we've already made, and if President Biden considers it, he can give us an answer in the meeting. That is what Mexico has put forward in the United Nations, that there is equity and that there is no hoarding of the vaccines.
The United Kingdom is pleased with new data showing vaccines are 80% effective at preventing hospitalizations in people over 80. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock has praised the power of science and urged Britons to get vaccinated.
This is seriously encouraging. It shows the power of science and what it means for you is that when the call comes, get the jab.
UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says he hopes the same results can be achieved worldwide.
The aim is to get 92 of the poorest countries, if you like, get the most vulnerable people in those countries vaccinated by June. We've secured 1 billion doses for that endeavour, and that's because we see a leading role for the UK and the international community as a force for good. But also we recognise that none of us are safe until we're all safe.
Health authorities in India are expanding their vaccination drive this week, turning their attention to those over the age of 60 and those over 45 with pre-existing health conditions. State Information Commissioner Sumdra Gupta Kashyap appealed for those eligible to get the shot.
Lucky that I have also taken this, and I think it's safe, and I expect I'd appeal to all of you to come forward and get vaccinated so that we are all safe and we can all make our society, our community safe.
Having vaccinated about 22% of its 328 million population, experts in the United States are calling for a more unified approach in the future. Dr. Ian Limpkin is a Columbia University epidemiologist. He says one global regulatory body would speed things up.
We need a global food and drug administration. Sometimes there's an outbreak in one part of the world that moves to another. It makes no sense to have multiple FDAs so that everybody has to go through the same process over and over again. We need to work together in a global fashion.
Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson's chief scientific officer, Dr. Paul Stoffels, has called on governments to vaccinate using any vaccine available.
We should not make that a debate. It's very clear that all the vaccines are highly effective against severe disease, highly effective against protection for hospitals and death, for hospitalization and death, and therefore we should focus on vaccinating fast with whatever vaccine.
He says he expects the company to have 20 million doses available by the end of March and 100 million by June, after the vaccine was approved for use in the US over the weekend. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.